All right, let's turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 8, and I start reading from verse 1. All right, it says, "And when he had opened the seventh seal," it tells us that there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. That's 30 minutes. Then it goes on and says, "And I saw seven angels that stood," or which stood, "before God. And to them were given seven trumpets." So about a half an hour, there was silence in heaven. Let's try and create the image within our mind. And then there were seven angels that suddenly, or he saw them, that stood before God. And to them were given seven trumpets, because something was now going to happen. And then the scripture says, "And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne." So let's get the scripture here. All right. It says, "Another angel came and then stood at the altar, and then was given a golden censer, and there was given," or having a golden censer, "and then was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne." So this, if you read it, or I presuppose it, that the prayers were already there. Because what was given unto him was the incense, right, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And then verse 4 tells us, "And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, now ascended before God out of the angel's hand." And then the Bible says, "And the angel took the censer." So what happened was, the incense that now came, right, came, right, the smoke of that incense with the prayers of the saints, and then it ascended up, which means started going up before God out of the angel's hand. And then the angel took the censer and filled it with the fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake, and the seven angels that had a trumpet." Now, so what we see here was, for 30 minutes, there was absolute silence in heaven. And then something happened. And what happened was, an angel appeared at the right-hand side of the altar and had a golden censer, and then was given unto him incense. And that incense was to be offered up with the prayers of the saints. And then the prayers and the incense went up. So we say that the saints had offered up their prayers right unto God. And there's the order here. I will say it somewhere else. The saints had offered up their prayers unto God. But then it appeared that those prayers, there was something else that it required in order for it to penetrate and for the results to come, for activities now to start in the heavens. And the minute what was required was available, they told the seven angels, "Go and get your trumpets and stand in a ready position. Something is going to happen shortly." Then the incense was given to the angel. Then that angel began to offer up the incense, right, with the prayers of the saints. And then powerful things now began to happen. Voices, lightnings, thunders, right? And an earthquake occurred. So we see a combination of the incense that is offered being mixed with the prayers of the saints. And what we're saying here in this 21-day challenge, where we are saying, we're not saying that people shouldn't communicate with God or people shouldn't pray in the spirit, all right, because we'll ask questions about that. I mean, I can't possibly tell people not pray in the spirit. What we are saying is there are different types of prayer. It is a particular aspect of prayer where you are bringing your own personal stuff that you have been praying and you have prayed about in the past, and you have said to God, and you, all right, everything around you, it's been governed by that particular thing. That is time now to cast that over to the Lord. And then understand that you are going to pay attention to two things that constitute this incense that is offered up with the prayers. That is, you are going to focus on the worship of God for his greatness and his goodness and his character. And also, you are going to look at the service of humanity. Now, there's a woman that Kenneth Hagin repeatedly spoke about. And the case of this woman was that she had prayed for several years about something. And then one day, she had an open vision. And in that, she saw this scale. And on it, there was prayers on one side. And it was full. And then there was worship, praise, on the other side, and it was empty. And so the area where there was the praise went right down. The area where they said worship, praise, all right, was high up. And then God told her that when the praise and worship balances out the prayer, that you are going to get results. And so what she did was that she stopped praying and said, I've got to catch up on my praise and my ministering unto the Lord. For several days, she focused solely upon that. And then what she had been praying about in the past, all right, suddenly just manifested. And we'll see in Scripture that angelic activity over the request that we have made is tied up to the offering of incense. In other words, hearing the voice of God concerning it, where voices came, right? Things beginning to change in our physical environment is tied up to this aspect of this offering up of this incense. And we'll see what this incense is. But we'll see that this is what brings about aerial angelic activity over our situation. If we put Luke chapter 1 and verse 10, we say something in Luke chapter 1 and verse 10. It tells us the whole multitude, they were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him, this was Zechariah, an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. So on that right side, the angel, same thing we saw in heaven there. The altar of incense was where the angel was. And when the angel spoke to Zechariah, if we go on in verse 12, all right. And when the angel saw Zechariah was troubled and fear fell upon him. And verse 13, and the angel said, fear not, for thy prayer is heard. So Zechariah had been praying about this. But then in the time of incense, all right, was now a powerful moment where the angel appeared. And as incense was being offered, and it was Zechariah's lot to go in to offer up incense. And that's where the distinction came. In other words, it was when Zechariah was now offering these things up that the angel now came and said, all right, what you have been praying about in the past, that your prayer has been heard, and here is this angelic, all right, visitation that you will get here. So we're going to look at this, what this incense really means. Acts chapter 10 here from verse 1. Acts chapter 10. It says there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band, of the Italian band, a devout man, one that feared God with all his house. And this man did two things. He gave much alms to the people. And the second thing that he did was that he prayed always to God. So he gave much alms to the people, and he prayed all to God always. And then the Bible says he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel coming to him and saying, Cornelius. When he looked on him, he was afraid, and he said, what is it, Lord? And he said, thy prayers and thy alms have come as a memorial before God. A memorial is something that registered deep in God. Then went on and said, now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon whose name is Peter. Now here is Peter there who was an apostle. And what happened was, this was for the infilling of the Holy Ghost to the Gentiles. The first man to connect with God concerning that was even a Roman centurion. It wasn't any of the apostles. They were not in tune with that. It was this man's prayers and this man's almsgiving that came as a memorial unto God, that God now showed up and said, go and tell Peter that there is an assignment for him. And then God had to spend time convincing Peter. But the person who opened up the heavens for this particular encounter in the church. Now Jesus came, all right, he understood that the Jews would not be saved. The Spirit was to be poured out, all right, en masse on the Gentiles. But it was Cornelius that began that particular thing, the Roman centurion. Even Peter resisted the idea. It was this man's, all right, relationship with God. His relationship in terms of his prayers and the alms that he was given that brought about the opening up of the heavens in that dimension over his life and brought that kind of visitation into his life. So what we're doing in 21 days, now we have 14 days left, is focusing on this, the offering up of incense right there with our prayers. In other words, sacrifices unto God. I mean, when we say prayer, intercessory prayer is a form. And intercessory prayer, what the word intercession means, it means standing before God on behalf of somebody else, asking and praying. So you are an intercessor. Like we saw what was dramatized here. This man was about to be killed for what they said he stole. And then another man came to intercede for him in order to get mercy. So, intercession means somebody else comes in the stead of that man. In other words, the root word there is somebody who is in favor with that person uses his capital with that person to get that other person off the hook. So, intercession is when a person stands before God on behalf of another person, people, or a nation, and is asking for life on behalf of that particular person. Now, Jesus ever lives to make intercession as a high priest. There's a major sacrifice, all right, that he's giving up unto God, spiritual sacrifice. And so it is part of, right, what we're doing. We are saying that your own program, that is my own self, what I will want God, all right, to do here, is what you are surrendering and then going up and saying, instead of, all right, going to God and my relationship with you, God, is about that. Now, for this last 14 days, it's going to be about how well I'm ministering to you and I'm glorifying your name and I'm worshiping you as my God and how I am connecting with other people on the earth who might be in a position of need in order to be able, all right, to help them properly. And so this is the offering up of incense. Now, I want to show something and say something that is quite interesting. Put up Judges chapter 13 and look at this, verse 11. And we'll see that angelic activity is tied up to this. Remember Jesus at one point in his ministry, now keep this here, all right? At one point in his ministry, he talked about Philip, you being under the tree, and he said, oh, Rabbi,
He said, is this small matter you have seen and you are shouting? He said, listen, just watch. Greater things than this shall you see. For the heavens shall be opened, and the angels shall ascend and descend upon the Son of Man. Now, I want to show this ascension and descension activity of angels is tied up in the life of the individual that is offering that is this incense thing is going on there. All right? Now, before I look at this, I forgot this. Put up Hebrews 13 and verse 11. Hebrews 13 and verse 11. Let's just show what we're saying. It says, for the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary, that is, the beasts that have access into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are always burned without the camp. Wherefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify his people with his own blood, did the same thing. His body was destroyed without the gate. Let us therefore go unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, all right, this is what it means, let's go unto him without the camp. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise. That's what I say, continually. That is the fruit of the lips, of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. His name means his character, his honor, his authority. Giving thanks unto his name. And then to do good in addition to that, and to communicate. Communicate means distribute. Forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And those sacrifices are described as a sweet-smelling savour that comes up to God. In other words, the incense there that goes up to God. Praise, all right? A man is worshiping him for who he is, and then he's also connected in terms of communicating and distributing. Now, Judges chapter 13 and verse 11. Now, here's a story of a man, all right, Manoah and his wife. Now, the wife gave birth, or their parents, all right, to Samson. And when the angel showed up, met with his wife, told the wife, you're going to have a particular son here, and gave her instructions on what she should not touch during the time of pregnancy. So she went back and told her husband, Manoah. And Manoah said, you made a mistake. We should have asked him how to raise the child. That God should have taught us that once the child comes, what exactly do we do? So he went back to God and asked God to give them another visitation from that person. Now, he wasn't aware it was an angel. So that person comes back, or the other person steps back to come and teach us what to do. So this man shows up while the wife is, all right, out in the field. And then the wife runs back and comes to call Manoah here and says, the man is back, the man is back. Manoah arose and went with his wife and came to this man. And then said unto him, and thou the man that speaketh unto the woman? And he said, yes, I am. And then he said unto him here, all right, okay, now let thy words come to pass. But how shall we order the child? In other words, these men were very conscious of instructions from God. How do we order this? How shall we do unto him? In other words, God tells you, promise you massive things about your life. You still go to him and ask him, so when it happens, what do we do? And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, of all that I said unto thy woman, let her beware or be conscious. Make sure she's aware of that and keep those things, that is all. She may not eat of anything that cometh of the vine, neither let her drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean. All that I command her, let her observe. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee. Now, this is not your kind of detention in police station. Right? What he was saying was, let us keep you. All right? Let us detain you. Let us keep you until we have made ready a kid for thee, that's taking an animal of us to cook and to give you. And this was a form of hospitality. Now look at the nature of this man, right? The Bible says that we should be hospitable to strangers, for some have entertained angels unawares. Now look at the next thing. Forget not, sorry, not put back to where I was saying. I didn't ask for the scripture. All right. Put it back to the Judges there. Judges 13. Right. Said there, until we have made ready a kid for thee. The next verse, it now says this. It says, and the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, now he didn't know it was an angel, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread.
And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. The next verse. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? And when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. Now, this shows he was a man of gratitude. Now, understand this. The man said, look, when this thing happens, we must come back and honor you. Because I'm going to get to this here. Because if you are not a person of gratitude, not even just to God, but to men, some things God has commanded will not be released to you. I'll show you here. All right? In the practice, what's hindering certain things that you're praying, and it's not more prayer, but it's changing the way you behave. So he says this, that we may do thee honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thoughts after my name, saying in secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it unto the rock, upon a rock to the Lord. And the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. What was the wondrous stuff that did? For it came to pass, when the flame went up towards heaven from off the altar, that's as the burnt offerings started going up, the angel of the Lord ascended on that flame. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and his wife, and Manoah knew that it was an angel from the Lord. So, as the offering began, the burnt offering started going up, the angel of the Lord activity began, started going up and ascending, all right, unto the Lord. And so we see that this burnt offering thing here, there's activity of the angels there, said, offer up something, burnt offering unto him. He did that. And then the ascension, all right, began. And the angel rode upon that and started going. And I've come to think this. Right? You don't have to agree with me, because I might not be able to prove completely right now that I'm completely correct, but you also cannot prove I am wrong. That the 21 days through which the angel was hindered may not have been that the angel required extra prayer, but incense. In other words, he had prayed, and the angel came and said, your prayer has been heard. And I'll show this. But that your prayer has been hindered for 21 days. And many times, you know, we increase the amount of tongues we are saying. Ashekret, Kuraj, Sharia, Krabo, Kreba. And it might not be that. It comes to an issue of incense. In other words, our communication with people, our worship of God. He said, how do you know? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Look at it here. What hinders prayers? Likewise, you husbands, dwell with them as wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, which means she's physically weaker, all right, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Someone said to me, well, you know, I'm a new creature in Christ. And, you know, people talk about Satan hindering prayers. And he said, you know, my own prayer cannot be hindered because I just sit down beside God and I talk to God. And God talks back to me and everybody was screaming. It's brainwork. That's not Bible. You are inferring things. That's not scripture interpreting scripture. You took one scripture and said, he's seated together, you just inferred. Now, what that scripture means is you are sitting here, God is sitting here, you talk to yourself and all of that. Okay, if that's where you are, collect the results there, not on the earth. Do you understand this? It says that Satan are not. In other words, you are the stronger vessel. So your wife goes to the market, comes back, and you see yams. You are waiting for pounded yam, and she wants to carry it up the staircase. And you say, all right, bring it, bring it, bring it. Listen, if you go down to help her, to carry the weights there up, you are offering incense to God. Do you understand what we're saying? It's an act of service. Are you following what I'm saying here? An act of service there. In other words, these things. And I'm saying that it could be these things that are going on that is hindering the prayer, not an increase in prayer in tongues. It's the way and manner in which that person is actually behaving
All right? And the behavior, and we'll see this. And it's not that, you know, we need more, all right, of increase there, you know, and all of that to break through. The breakthrough might be look at what Paul said here. He talked about Satan hindering him too. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 here and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 18. And it says this, wherefore we would have come unto you. Now, you can't know you are seated together with Christ more than Paul. Paul said, even I, Paul. He didn't say that we can't find. Even I, Paul. Once and again, which means several attempts, but Satan hindered us. You understand this? And Paul just must have seen that maybe there was something about the way I was doing my things there that Satan could get him. He says, be angry. But sin not. Don't give place to the enemy. In other words, you can get angry and start doing things and you allow the enemy in, all right, to be able to get into certain things there. So we see that in terms of, all right, offering up this and increasing angelic activities there within our lives.
Thank you for listening.